So we brought in another filmmaker to get some recommendations for DVDs to watch. This is Mr. Guest.
This is Christopher Guest.
It's good that you specified because we actually refer to everyone generically as Mr. Guest when they come in to be interviewed
It's
here.
happened all through my life.
Christopher Guest was the guitarist in Spinal Tap. He also brought you A Mighty Wind and Best in Show. And we got him to make a list of what's been in his DVD player as a way of getting some ideas for our own. First one on this list, at least as I see it, is Laurel and Hardy, The Music Box. This is a short film, right?
It is a short film. It won an Academy Award. I started seeing these films when I was a child. My father took me to, in those days, they were actually shown occasionally in theaters. And I started showing them to my son when he was about six. And his response was interesting. He actually fell off the couch laughing. And I thought, this is amazing because this doesn't bear any resemblance to anything else that's being done today.
Describe the intricate plot of the music box, if you would, please.
What's interesting about Laurel and Hardy is that in most comedy teams, there's a straight man and then there's the funny guy. And with Laurel and Hardy, they're both the funny guy. In this case, they have a horse and a wagon and they deliver things. And in this case, they're delivering a piano.
They're trying to get it up a long flight of stairs into
Yes,
somebody's house.
they are. It's an unbelievably long flight of stair, outdoor steps, I should say.
Just a moment, maybe I can help
It's difficult to articulate why something's funny. They're two funny people trying to do something impossible. It's one of my favorites.
Well, let's stay in black and white for a moment. Another of your DVD selections is The Honeymooners, the television series from the 50s.
Yes. This is a show that I actually didn't see because I wasn't old enough, but they had reruns constantly when I was a kid. And there were 39 original episodes. They were done in New York City. And it has the feeling of, it's very spontaneous. You see many times actors actually flubbing lines.
Well, what do you think makes that series last, given that when it actually aired, it got beaten out by the Perry Como show?
Well, a lot of people don't remember how funny the Perry Como show was unintentionally, you see. This is revisionism. You see, Perry Como, in our view now, he was a singer on a variety show. It was actually a comedy show. And so
Just
it's
people didn't know it at the
they didn't
time.
know it at the time, and he didn't know it at the time.
And yet somehow, in spite of the genius of Perry Como, it is The Honeymooners that makes your DVD picks here.
Yes, interesting. And my son, incidentally, also thinks they're funny. He will quote scenes from those.
You're afraid to give me an excuse. Because you know that I know that you know that I know what you've been doing around here all day. Sitting there fooling around.
You know something, right after you left the house this morning, I got in one of those silly moods of mine. You know how I get sometimes? So just for laughs, I thought, well, I'll do the breakfast dishes and make the beds and take the garbage down. Then, you know something? I was still so giddy and so gay over this whole thing that I thought I'd really enjoy myself, so I washed all the windows.
And you also have on your list Why We Fight. What is Why We Fight?
Ah, you haven't seen it?
No.
Ah. Eugene Jarecki is a very gifted documentary filmmaker. Why We Fight was originally a propaganda film made during World War II. He uses the same title. It is a film about the military-industrial complex, and it begins with Eisenhower's speech as he was leaving office, and he coined that term. And this shows basically how this is come true. It's a staggeringly good film. It's probably the best documentary I think I've ever seen, and I see a lot of documentaries.
From the White House, we present Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. In the councils of government, we must guard against the military-industrial complex.
The defense budget is $750 billion. Profits went up last year well over 25%. When war becomes that profitable, you're going to see more of it.
Can I just ask, what kind of mood do you have to be in, if you need to be in a special mood, to go rent a DVD documentary about a sober subject and sit down with it and watch it straight through on your evening time or weekend?
For a person that, what you mean, it's either that or Big Mama's House?
There they are, right next to each other on the internet.
If I had a movie house, it would be a double feature.
Were you also interested in the brutal reality depicted by Extras?
Well, Extras and The Office with Ricky Gervais, for me, that's the best comedy that's been done in 25 years. Extras is Ricky Gervais' second series for the BBC, where he plays an extra, and you see him on film sets with real movie stars. And Ricky has no fear of exposing this desperation that is so present and sad. And in his case, he's a guy who has virtually never had any lines.
So what's your part in this epic, then? Are you fourth seaman from the left, or...
Hardly.
You've got something a bit more... a bit meaty, a bit more substantial. You got a speaking part, or a... No?
I'm this woman.
Seriously, how do you survive?
Don't worry about it, really.
Digging into the savings?
Not really.
The pile diminishes. Gotta get some work soon.
Working all the time, mate. Don't worry about it.
Sort of.
And there's a great scene where he's talking to another actor, and they're struggling just to get one line, to get one word.
Do you remember the first line you ever said on camera?
I did a part in a film, which may be the worst film ever made. This was a film that turned out to be a film called Death Wish. And there were a series of films made after that, which are these vigilante movies, basically, where a guy goes around and Charles Bronson kills people. It's horrible. I was a policeman, and I said something, but I don't remember. I think that was my first film.
I imagine you can rent that. It's got to be out on DVD.
Yes, one could rent it. I wouldn't, but one could.
Well, Christopher Guest, I've enjoyed speaking with you. Thanks very much for your picks.
Thank you.
All of his picks, along with earlier recommendations from the makers of Little Miss Sunshine, are at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.